June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hour one, G-Bag Nation here on a Wednesday. Hope you're having a fantastic little sports afternoon. Staying dry out there best you can. The head of the Cowboys practice inside. I'm Gavin Dawson. Thanks for making us part of your day. Brian Broaddus is up at Cowboys practice right now, and he's going to be joining us as soon as he can. I think it's actually starting to break right now, shouldn't it be? He'll be on his way in and maybe here 30, 45 minutes or so. Crusty's Corner's coming up at 3:45. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup at Master Control. You do have Woolchuck and Shia follow here. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Man, those ice cream treats in the freezer, Lucius. I know you got your cookies beanie on right now. If you're in the mood for cookies, you're in the right place right now.
So ooh. I have some ice cream in the refrigerator, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a little pint. Okay. Ben and Jerry's.
Oh,
nice. Yeah, sugar-free.
Oh, okay.
Sugar-free. Yeah.
Well, Look at you.
For the rest of us, there's some fully leaded goodies down in there, and it's unbelievable.
Shout out to Abbott's Custard, man.
Yeah.
That was special because they've done away with the Choco Tacos.
Yes.
But Abbott's came in and said, you know what, let's fill that void.
Yes.
There's obviously a missing place.
There is.
And they filled it, and they really hit it out of the park.
It's like a chocolate sundae inside a waffle cone taco shell, I could describe it.
Get a nice little crunch in there. With your delicious chocolate ice cream.
Just really a 10 out of 10. So that set the afternoon off properly. I mean, I thought I was ahead when I got some Lorna Doone shortbread cookies from a little shop downstairs. Came up, I was crushing those. Then Majors let me know, dude, there are sweets in the freezer. And that was epic.
What a day.
Yeah, I'm feeling satisfied already. But we have 4 hours of sports coming up. And, you know, I think this Cowboys all about the other guys who could step up to give the Cowboys strengths at key spots, give this team an identity. Can Kaiir Elam stabilize the secondary? He had a pass breakup yesterday. I think he dropped an opportunity for an interception. But your pass rush could be insane. As I was telling Hagee and Majors there, you know, how are Williams, Nealon, and Ezeraku coming along?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Brian's going to learn anything about that today. But as we go to Oxnard, like, where could those additional points of pressure be? And, you know, I think their receiver room is already insane. Who's going to be the third guy? I guess Mingo was really good yesterday, and I've been rolling my eyes whenever I hear the name Jonathan Mingo, but they obviously want to give him a shot. I guess it's just the catch percentage that I think that's pretty hard to overcome. If you've been a part of multiple teams and you get one out of every three balls that are thrown to you, you know, it's kind of tough. What are you guys looking for here at minicamp and for the rest of this summer here in Cowboys land?
Well, I think you're on to something with the pass rush, right? Because I think the biggest concern for me right now is the secondary and the depth at corner. But a pass rush can help mitigate a secondary that struggles, right? If you're going ahead and limiting the amount of time a quarterback has to throw, go through his progressions, if you can disrupt some timing, maybe they can play physical, get a jam at the line of scrimmage. All of a sudden, that's gotten me excited. But I do think the depth at wide receiver, like Turpin's got a spot on this team, no question about it. He might be your wide receiver three.
I think he's definitely wide receiver three, and I love that idea.
But when it comes to like Mingo, yeah, they gave up a four for him. So they want him to emerge, and he's an interesting guy because he hasn't played with good quarterbacks. Now, on the contrary, George Pickens, you know, is a stud because he's played with bad quarterbacks and gone out there and looked good. But Jonathan Mingo, I mean, we watched his targets with Carolina. It was like the ball was all over the place. And then with Cooper Rush, you know, so I'm interested to see what Jonathan Mingo looks like at training camp, but I can't say the expectations are very, very high there whatsoever.
No, but I think him as a wide receiver four or whatever makes plenty of sense. I am curious about this Jake Ferguson stuff that Bobby was alluding to with us yesterday. Like, what's going on with him with Scooney and Spanford being ahead of him? Is that just it's that time of year. We want these guys to get reps as they're much younger. But this is a new offense to some extent for all these guys. So I don't know what's going on with Ferguson. And then I would love to get some level of an understanding of what condition Trayvon Diggs is in from his rehab, because he's been away. He's been doing it himself. I want to, like, Shereen Williams is like, yeah, Trayvon Diggs could miss half or the entire season. I'm like, okay, somebody tell me that he's on pace right now, please.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely use a good update on Trayvon Diggs. That's right, especially with this corner situation. I like what Wolchuk was saying, though. You could take pressure off the secondary if you can get that pressure, that pass rush cooking like that. But there are so many things that would have to go right for this team to catch the Eagles, and that with a backdrop of possibly, you know, going after and getting an additional cornerback and maybe TJ Watt. Like, how much legs is there to what you guys were talking about? Like, are they the betting favorite to get Watt?
Yeah, yeah. The updated odds for if Watt ends up being traded, the Eagles were the most likely team.
I'd be stunned if the Steelers traded him. I don't think there's any way that they don't get a deal done. That's a Steeler lifer. I don't think TJ Watt, there's not a huge history of that when it comes to Pittsburgh. I mean, I think that's, it's an interesting conversation. I don't see TJ Watt not playing in a Steelers uniform. I'd be blown away if that happened.
Good. You do understand they are going to win the arms race. And that's an unfortunate reality right now. You know, that the Eagles have effectively turned that into, hey, we're going to buy up more good players than you. And as the Cowboys enter this home stretch of the summer and into training camp and then the trade deadline, like, how much more can they do? Because right now they have significant holes on their team. And even if the things go well that we can talk about here, like in another pass rusher or something, they would still be so weak against the run. So I'm not asking for a lot, like $10 or $15 million. But when you talk about right now at Cowboys minicamp, what's going on up at the Star, the most important thing is not the practice field. It's what's going up in one of them, you know, platforms that they watch practice from, or up in Jerry and Steven's offices. You know,
hopefully they're getting active.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. And you know, this is a big opportunity again with George Pickens, because your run game will never get more favorable looks than it's going to get with both of those guys pulling guys into coverage. Okay, the Mavs have agreed to terms with Jay Triano to join Jason Kidd's coaching staff. Person familiar with the situation has confirmed to the Dallas Morning News he'll become the second lead assistant on the bench behind Sean Sweeney. Jared Dudley is also a front of the bench assistant on Kidd's staff. Triano, 66, has more than two decades of coaching experience. So that's cool. They're bringing in another guy with good experience. I just think that's confirmation that Jason Kidd's making long-term plans here, and maybe that was the part of the negotiation, you think? You think those two things are correlated or causated at all? Kidd not going to New York and him getting his assistant right here?
It seemed like the Triano stuff had emerged even before the Knicks were really trying to get after Jason Kidd. So it was like kind of maybe like right at the exact same time, because I saw the Triano stuff like last week that was something that they were working on. So I guess it all came to fruition today. But yeah, it felt weird that this guy would jump on and then Jason Kidd would leave.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, in The Athletic, the Knicks reporter or whatever is still kind of saying the Knicks might not let go of this, even though the Mavs sort of denied it. The Knicks still might try to come up with some level of a trade to where, if they feel like Jason Kidd, they probably have a pretty good understanding that Jason Kidd wants to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there's still a chance that the Knicks try and come up with a trade package that's enough for the Mavs to say, okay, now we'll go ahead and do it.
That would make sense, because there's just no reason that the storyline would have continued in the way that it has if there was absolutely nothing to it.
Sure.
You know, what's been happening the last 72, 96 hours is the story has been really sitting on the front burner and the last 2 weeks on the back burner. I think they've been, you know, the Knicks have been hopeful that they could figure out a way to get the Mavs to say yes. And, you know, finally, they felt like this is not going to happen and the draft is coming up, so allow us to focus on this and put it behind us. But I wouldn't be surprised if this is revisited later on. If I'm Jason Kidd right now and I know New York wants me this bad, I want to see this thing through. And if I'm the Mavs, I can't let Jason Kidd go knowing how important, you know, he is to our veterans right now. Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis want Jason Kidd to stay. You know, even before the Mavs traded for Kyrie Irving, Brian Broaddus told us his NBA sources were telling him Jason Kidd and Kyrie Irving is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these guys are on the same page. They respect each other's basketball IQ, and it's going to go here better than any other spot around the NBA. That's what Brian's source told us, and it was dead 100% on, wasn't it?
It was.
So why would you walk away from that, you know, easily? And maybe he wants to go so bad because how they let go of Casey Smith and the Luka trade. Like, maybe Jason Kidd's just been a quiet soldier and he wants out bad. And you know, if that's the case, I would eventually let him go. But I would fight to keep him because I think once he goes, everything changes. You become a developing team for the future.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Like the trickle effect of losing Jason Kidd. Now you're trying to piece together, okay, now what happens with Kyrie? What how is Anthony Davis feeling about all of these different things? Are you just trying to really reshuffle the decks in every possible way? It would just be crazy, the idea that Luka and Kidd are both gone and then Nico is still here.
Weird.
Yeah.
It'd just be like, man, you just got a clean house if you're Dumont, if that's the case.
Yeah, like how much has Dumont? We had the report that Dumont isn't giving Nico full autonomy right now, but is Nico still the overwhelmingly strongest voice in his decision making? And if so, I can't really trust this team or feel good about their prospects short or long term. Rangers got off to a great start last night. I was out running around listening on the radio, and I mean the big hits and the crooked numbers, and it did feel like maybe a turning point or a continuation of what we've seen since, like, the St. Louis series, I guess. 16-4. Did Jared call this with us yesterday? Like, they hadn't won by double digits in a long time.
He said they'd never scored 10 runs or more in Minnesota.
Wow.
In the history of the Rangers franchise.
Wow.
And then, boom, you hit 16 runs.
I mean, Did he know something about the pitcher or something?
Well, it was a matchup. We're listening to the pregame, you know, driving over to the dinner that we had last night. You know, Mike and him were talking about, yeah, this was one where it could favor the Rangers hitters, and boy, did it. I mean, Evan Carter's a triple shy away from the cycle.
Again?
Seager was absolutely brilliant, 2-for-3 on the night. Dolley's had a hit every single game since he had that mental break. Wyatt Langford was awesome. Kyle Higashioka, who's been one of the more disappointing ads for me this season, he entered with his worst OPS of his entire career, so he ends up finally getting going. I mean,
five ribbies.
Hopefully this is something that, yeah, we can go ahead and just stack
gashed
on success
him.
Now. Like, let's make this happen. Open the floodgates, baby.
Yeah, because you've seen moments where a guy here, a guy there starts to get himself together, but it was really cool to just see the entire lineup see shots go in, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, maybe this is, I think the only downside is that that Osuna's probably, he's probably got to head back for a while, doesn't he? Osuna, I think Osuna's down to like 154. Okay, so it is three wins in a row for the Rangers, though, and tonight it's everybody's favorite, Mr. Jack Leiter, who is on a collision course with making me eat crow about my career projections for him. Jared Sandler's coming up at 4:40. He'll probably be dunking all over me. You know what? At 3:00, I'm going to give my updated career projection of Jack Leiter.
Okay.
Since that epic start May 14th, got his daddy so excited there on MLB Network. How are things progressing with Jack Leiter, and what do we expect now going forward? And yeah, maybe tell Jared Sandler. You know, he's on the road, so maybe he's not listening via stream. Let Jared know. I'm going to give these takes about Jack Leiter at 3:00. So if and where I'm wrong, he can square me away coming up at 4:40 tonight. I mean, last night, Sands, gift that keeps on giving, was, you know, just absolutely killing it there with his predictions. I mean, you want a pick to click? How about a pick to the first ever game? How many games do you think they've played up there in Minnesota over the years?
Gosh.
150?
Maybe. Whew. I mean, goodness, in multiple ballparks. I mean, they got a new park now out there. Yeah, it's pretty wild. Then he's also dodging foul balls, making himself look a little foolish out there.
Yeah, he went.
Now, what happened here? I was looking for this video.
Yeah.
Like I told you, I was listening on the radio last night.
I heard the aftermath of this, obviously. I didn't get to see it live. And maybe a little bit later when we get into the mix bag, Jared had a post-game presser that he went through as well. Then he can describe kind of his failure on this. But I guess it nailed, went into the booth, and he wasn't paying attention. You know, he was just staring straight into the computer, the laptop, as he usually does, and just didn't make the play. Had a golden opportunity there.
Okay, so it was, they were 24-28 all time at Target Field, losing their first seven games after the venue opened for the 2010 season, and they had never scored 10 or more. So it was like, what, 52 games without scoring 10 or more runs.
Okay.
At that park, and then last night they went ahead and got it done.
Man, that's like a 2% that he hit right there on the river to take the pot.
It's pretty incredible.
And then he got humbled real quick with the foul ball.
He did. And Mike's making fun of him. I got to find this. Where is it? Can somebody put the link in chat or something?
Yeah.
How about that? Let's jump on over here to Dallas Fan Cam on YouTube. Please like the video and sub. Maybe even hit the bell button so you don't miss whenever we go live or have an upload. But Dallas Fan Cam here on 105 Through the Fan. It's a great resource to have. I understand yesterday there were some people had the Odyssey app issue. Okay, so if that Odyssey app issue yesterday, you got to have a good standby. Dallas Fan Cam there on YouTube will get you all squared away. I'm trying to jump in the chat here, and if somebody could put a link to Mike making fun of Jared and having a dodge, I sure would appreciate it, you know? Not that I'd hold it against him or anything like that.
No, of course not. We absolutely wouldn't. Multiple ways, of course, that you can check us out, Twitch and then the fan website. There are updates trickling out of Cowboys practice. Brian will be here to give us his thoughts as he was live in attendance. But I think my favorite is Bobby and the rest of the beat talking about Micah was just watching some of the drills, pops the helmet on, and then he goes out there and just participates in some of the individual pass rush drills. Like, he can't help himself. Nice. He's just too damn competitive. So there's videos of him and Sam Williams both out there working out. And then Jake Ferguson today had a nice day, and he worked back again with the ones, according to Joseph Ford. So he had multiple touchdown catches, including a seam touchdown on a really nice throw during the two-minute drill by Dak on 7-on-7 versus Jack Sanborn in coverage. So some of our questions with Fergie, maybe they got answered a little bit, and I can't wait to hear from Brian when he gets in.
Well, I love that. You know, I think the narrative might be this is the fun being a little too contagious. Yeah?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, absolutely.
I'm holding out. Oh, wow. You know, I actually kind of want in. Maybe this is the first real fruits of this fun time that Shoddy has installed in Cowboys land. All right. We got the G-Bag of the Day champion coming up here at 2:20. And then Woolchuck's top 10 right after that here. It's coming up next year, G-Bag Nation, the fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Back Nation here on The Fan. The 972 says the YouTube feed's always staying on at the store. That's our buddy Eric up there at American Shaman. Is that in Frisco? Is that a Frisco location?
McKinney.
Salute to you, Eric, and thanks for showing us up there at the store. It's time now for the G-Bag of the Day Championship, and then Woolchuck's Top 10 segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here's Lucius
look
with
out,
the champ.
Look out. All right, our champ, this is day two right here for this little brother. He's getting himself a shot. vaccination.
Oh.
You know, a jabberation, if you will. He had to motivate himself through it because I guess he's scared of needles like most of us would be at this age.
Oh, dude.
Scared of needles. I get it.
I cut my knee open running around in the forest about this age, and they had to like put the Novocaine in directly into my knee, and they were just like, I screamed bloody murder.
Yeah.
I felt so bad for my mom. In my memories, I'm like, oh, I can't believe I put her through that. But I mean, imagine as a kid, like you see this, your giant knee bone sticking out, and they're just throwing a needle right into that thing.
Yeah, no, I get it, man. It can be very intimidating. Yeah. But this kid right here motivated himself through the whole thing.
You gotta stay very still for me, okay?
Oh, yeah, out, okay? What the heck, though?
It's okay. Ready?
Oh, grab his hand. Heck yeah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Do
don't
it.
Touch it. Here, let me hold my hand.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, boy. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, look
Yay!
At me.
Yeah.
Look at me.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, look at me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What were they giving that kid?
Wow.
Skag between his toes.
Maybe.
Sounds
like a kid that might have been properly bribed before heading off to the doctor.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, sometimes you promise that ice cream cone.
I got you, man. Stay strong.
Turns that attitude way up. Here's Wolchuk with his top 10 at 220.
All right. It is the 39th birthday for one Shia LaBeouf.
How old?
39.
Wow.
I know. It's pretty crazy. Who are the most successful child stars of all time? 877-881-1053. Who is your favorite child star growing up? But I do have a little NFL trivia for you guys.
Uh-oh.
A little guessing game. We just had a new list that popped out today, and it's about sales. The retail crown in the National Football League. The top 10 players among all officially licensed products sold. Can you guess the 10 that made the cut for this year?
I do know who number one is because it was plastered.
Pretty easy one for number one. Won a Super Bowl, had a phenomenal season.
Saquon Barkley.
It was Saquon Barkley.
He's done it.
There is one Cowboy on the list.
CeeDee Lamb.
It is not CeeDee Lamb.
Micah Prescott.
It's not Dak. It is Micah. Micah coming in at number nine. We've got one, two, three, I think four other quarterbacks that are on the list. Couple of wide receivers.
Mahomes
is number two.
Lamar.
Lamar Jackson is not in the top 10.
Whoa.
All right. Josh Allen.
Josh Allen's number six.
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts did not make. Yes, he's three. So you've got the top three. Barkley, Mahomes, Hurts. You need four and five.
You get the Super Bowl bump, you know? I mean, I'm even thinking like A.J. Brown.
Two of the top three. A.J. Brown, not in the top 10. I'm sure he just missed out, though. You do have a couple other wide receivers that are ranked at 8 and 10.
One of them, give me a clue.
Huge name. Considered the best wide receiver in football, number 10. The other one has a very successful podcast with his brother.
Oh, Kelsey. St. Brown.
St. Brown. Amon-Ra St. Brown coming in at number 8. Now, you're missing two
quarterbacks. Amon-Ra St. Brown more than A.J. Brown.
There's another
Nobody's buying a Burrow.
No Burrow. There's another Texas quarterback on here.
Baker?
From the
C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud, number 5. And then a defensive player that vowed that he would return if his team made it to the big game.
Rodgers. That's the other Lion. Hutchinson.
Aiden Hutchinson coming in number 7. So yeah, you got two Lions on here. You got one Dallas Cowboy, two Philadelphia Eagles, and no Travis Kelce in the top 10. Maybe everybody just kind of said, like, I've bought enough of his merchandise.
I'm not surprised the Bengals jerseys don't sell. I mean, it's a smaller fan base, and they're just not appealing, you know? And I think the same could be said about Justin Jefferson. No disrespect to the Vikings fans. Purple's kind of, you know, that much purple's weird.
See, I think the Vikings and the Bengals are up there with some of the coolest uniforms.
You like the Bengals uniforms?
I
love the icy whites, and I know other people hate them. I think the icy whites, when they wear those on like Thursday nights or randomly, I think they look awesome.
Yeah, as long as the color clash with the opposing team is respectful. But yeah, night icy white is pretty cool.
Looks
and
good.
And I like the, I think I like their helmets more than maybe their jerseys.
I could agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah, the Vikings jersey's kind of plain. But I do like the helmet.
Well, I was thinking with the Bengals. The Bengals helmet.
Yeah, the Bengals helmets are sick.
But I don't know. I like the purple. Like when Broadus wears his purple LSU stuff, I'm like, dang, that is kind of fire.
I think there's just so much construction cones in the world now, you know? And so orange jerseys are going to remind me of that.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
It gets you. All right, let's talk child stars. Who is your favorite child star? I've got a list of the top 10 most successful child stars of all time.
Well, you know, for me growing up, it was all about Gary Coleman, what you're talking about, Mr. D, or what you're talking about, Willis. That was iconic in the 80s. I don't think there was a close second, even though dude was like 25. you also had Webster, who was another smaller adult who played the role of a child, I believe. Those were just fantastic shows. So I guess for me there, then you go to Macaulay Culkin, Home Alone.
Ooh, yeah.
Is that Macaulay Culkin's brother in Succession?
Yeah, it's Kieran.
Yeah,
Kieran
Culkin. He's okay. Really killing
Steals
it.
Steals the show.
He does. He's a good actor.
He's phenomenal. Lucius, did you put together any?
Man.
There's a lot.
There's a whole lot. First one came to my mind is Leo.
Yeah, Leo. And Leo's in the top 10.
Yeah, Leo for sure, man. Punky Brewster.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and yes. That got texted in.
Opie Cunningham.
Opie?
Yeah, Opie right. Cunningham, man. Yeah, we have to just start the list.
We got some of the honorable mentions here. You got Jaleel White, Family Matters.
Okay.
How does stuff come out that he was like a pain in the ass to work with?
He's a diva?
I mean, I don't know if he, I don't know what that really situation is. I mean, I can see that being a real thing, but he also said it was like some jealousy against him being all of a sudden the star of the show.
Yeah,
I can see that. And it was never meant to be that way. So I don't know.
You'll get some pushback on that.
Yeah. Stole the show.
You've got the Savage Brothers, Fred Savage from Wonder Years, Ben Savage, of course, from Boy Meets World, the Fannings, Elle Fanning, who is in Super 8. That's the sister of Dakota. Dakota's going to be way higher on here because She was in War of the Worlds and just screamed the entire movie.
She was also in Man on Fire.
She was. And she was fantastic in Man on Fire because she was barely on the screen.
One of the...
I've never been a fan of Dakota Fanning. I don't know what it is. She bothers the hell out of me.
Christina Ricci. Christina Ricci, God. Yes.
Oh. And she's back crushing it with Yellow Jackets right now.
Yeah, I do, man. Her little lemon head ass. I love her, bro. Christina, big ass forehead. She's so sexy.
She does
to
have
me,
a big forehead with the glasses on.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Christina Ricci brought the Carl Anthony Towns out of Lucius there a little bit.
Oh my God. Christian Bale. Yeah, Christian Bale definitely started as a child star.
Oh, did he really?
He did.
I think my first interaction with him would have been the Batman movie.
Yeah.
Before I went for you.
Back in time to American Psycho.
Yeah, he had quite the run as a young star. You have Natalie Portman. How about Scarlett Johansson? Remember, she was in the third Home Alone.
Yes, which to me is a very underrated Home Alone.
Yeah, it is.
I liked that one.
I didn't think. I mean, people hate on it. I don't hate on it.
Max Keeble, right?
Yeah, Max Keeble was in that. He starred as the kid that pranked everybody. All the kids from the Cosby Show got texted in. Ron Howard, was that Happy Days?
Yeah, weren't they teenagers?
Yeah. Oh, Topanga. Yeah.
Well, if they were all teenagers, then whoever the Fonz. Who's the Fonz?
Hey,
Henry Winkler.
Winkler.
He was an adult, though.
Was he?
Okay. He had to be.
Indigo Flower looks like a Topanga, by the way. Indigo Flower looks just like Topanga.
All right. Danielle Fisher.
Where you gooners out there?
Lindsay Lohan getting texted in. Yeah, Lindsay Lohan was big. Certainly. She's got now they're reprising Freaky Friday.
Oh, dude, the Olsen twins.
The Olsen
being
twins.
Being texted in. Yep. Shout out to the 256. Yeah. Thank you.
No doubt. Jodie Foster was a big-time child star. Freddie Highmore, who was in August Rush. And then that other show where he, like, has a weird relationship with his mother.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was very, very popular. Finding Neverland, he was also in as well. I think he was in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Okay. Yeah, I know that. I know who
Johnny
that kid
Depp.
Is.
Number 10 is Raven Simone.
Yeah! Yeah, Raven Simone.
That's so Raven.
Cosby
man.
Show.
Absolutely.
That's so Raven.
9 is Leonardo DiCaprio.
There we go.
Who made, I mean, What's Eating Gilbert? Great. Outstanding film. And then he was also in Growing Pains for a little bit. Shirley Temple coming in at number 8. Shirley, one of the OGs.
Yeah, she has some bad stories about Hollywood. Her and her mom.
I can believe
it's crazy.
I swear my youngest looks just like Shirley Temple.
I've
started calling her Shirley.
Lollipop.
Demi Moore got texting. Yeah, the whole Brat Pack, really. You could go through all of them in the 80s. They were crushing it. Kurt Russell was a child star from the 2-on-40. Judy Garland, absolutely.
Damn, Kurt Russell been around that long?
He's been from the beginning.
Wow.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
I mean, he was old when I saw him in a movie like from the 60s.
Hell, the two Corys. We talked yesterday about Corey Feldman. Corey Haim.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
The comeback king.
River Phoenix.
Yeah, you don't want that River Phoenix special. River Phoenix starter kit. We're going out tonight, bro. I'm like, all right, no. Let's chill for a second.
Stay home. We're not going to go anywhere. Number 7 is Daniel Radcliffe, who starred, of course, as Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah. He might be a goat candidate.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. 6, Keisha Knight Pulliam.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Rudy
Huxtable?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
5 is the Olsen twins.
Yeah.
I mean.
They look like little Cameron Diaz's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They do.
Yeah, absolutely.
They do. And then they had their line of movies, which, I mean, as a kid, that was Full House, and they went into like all their little Olsen twin movies.
Oh, who's Back to the Future?
Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, he should be in here, isn't he?
Michael J. Fox was an honorable mention.
He was just an honorable mention?
Just an honorable mention.
They must have considered him a young adult in his sitcom days because he stole that one from the 80s.
He crushed.
Yeah.
Four is Macaulay Culkin.
Okay.
Three, we've got Drew Barrymore.
What was he? Is he on Family Ties? What was that? He was the little Republican kid?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's all serious.
He is smoking a dog.
He had the suit on.
Yeah.
And Hillary Duff. Yes. Lizzie McGuire. Hillary Duff was.
Oh.
Woo. Yeah. Drew Barrymore coming in at number three. Of course, E.T.
Oh, yeah.
That's huge. Right
classic
there.
Name in Incredible. Hollywood.
Number two is Dakota Fanning. Blah.
Man.
Was she the football coach's daughter?
No. Gosh. Oh, who the hell was that? She
I think
was
that was the Klitschko's.
Star.
That was Klitschko's wife.
Panettiere?
Yeah, I think so.
She was also in Heroes, I think, where she was the cheerleader in that show on NBC that was really, really big for a little while. Sean Astin being Texan. Yeah, like all those kids from the Goonies, man. Joshua Jackson from Mighty Ducks. Yeah, he played Charlie Conway. That's a good
one. What about the kids in the Stranger Things?
Yeah. Now,
too soon?
Probably too soon. I think overall, like, but they are. I mean, they've been incredibly successful. Like Millie Bobby Brown, she's huge. She's probably going to end up being the most successful from all of them. Number two, I mentioned, was Dakota Fanning. Number one, though, I See Dead People.
Oh, yeah.
Haley Joel Osment.
Haley Joel Osment.
Didn't he just get arrested?
He just had a DUI, DWI situation.
Not at the snow lift, right?
Popped up on. Well, was that the snow lift
that
one?
The snow lift guy, right?
Yeah.
I seen that video, too, man.
Oh, yeah, the Lawrence brothers. Joey Lawrence.
Whoa.
Yeah,
and Blossom.
Alyssa Milano. Gosh, there's some. Oh, Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Where's JTT?
What has happened to Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
I'll be home for Christmas.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Wolchuk.
So many.
There he is. Zach's top 10 at 2:20 every afternoon here on The Fan Chief. What are we doing next?
Sports Hodgepodge featuring our wild headline of the day. And college basketball fans, I don't think you're going to like this potential rule change. That's next.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tee or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Right here in the nation.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's Krusty's Corner in 1 hour. Brian should be back by then. He is returning from Cowboys practice. Here's the chief of some sports.
Yes, I think maybe my favorite takeaway to this point, I look forward to Broaddus' analysis, but apparently new Cowboys offensive coordinator Clayton Adams was wearing the Step Brothers style shirt at practice today. Yeah. With Dak and CD Lamb.
Nice.
It looks outstanding. It's a badass shirt.
He's wearing the hell out of that thing. I do love it. These coaches are clearly endearing themselves to their guys. That's pretty awesome stuff. Okay, I think the tweet of the day goes to NBA memes. They almost got Wolchuk. Wolchuk almost got sacked on.
It's like, I had a double take here.
NBA, which one?
NBA memes with a Doc Rivers breaking news graphic that says, breaking, the Bucks gave the Knicks permission to interview Doc Rivers, but New York declined.
That's genius.
Looks, yeah, I had a double take on that one myself. Like, wait, what are we saying? Oh, that's gold.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's level two.
The Kevin Durant stuff, we're getting updates. There's five teams that seem to be firmly in the mix for him. Two of them right here in the great state. Of course, it's the Rockets and the Spurs. You also have the Knicks, the T-Wolves, and the Miami Heat.
Mm.
Oh, well.
Look what the cat drug in.
Look at this.
He's fancy still, media pass
he's
there.
He's got the sweaty glisten of a man who's just been scouting his balls off.
Luckily, he was indoors.
OTAs, man. OTAs will do that to you.
Better view indoors.
Oh, I'm very, very excited about this.
Yeah, the Spurs, in the building. Spurs KD thing just seems like that's going to happen.
Think so? Now, here's the deal. Because KD's contract, dude, you're going to pay him $55 million this year.
Oof.
Then guess what? Next year, you get the right to pay him over $57 million. But here's the kicker. The next year after that,
yeah,
you also, Walchuk, will have the right to pay him just under $63 million.
It's an honor and a privilege.
$175 million over the next 3 years is what he will be getting in direct deposits. Mm. So does a team really want to do that? I mean, you're thinking about, okay, obviously you're in win now mode, but the Suns are looking for impact players and multiple draft assets for Kevin Durant. I don't know if that's going to be a smart move for anybody, but a team like the Rockets, maybe the Spurs, they can convince themselves, certainly the T-Wolves, hey, maybe we are a Kevin Durant away. This contract will maybe age a little bit poorly over the next two seasons or so, but let's go ahead and bring this guy in right now. But the Suns seem like they want all the wood for this guy.
Do they?
I don't know. I thought they brought the
price
down.
I'm doing you a
down.
Favor. The Suns are going to have to bring that price down. Understand?
There's no way.
You'll be happy to get like one draft pick, one good young player, and then cap filler for a guy in this situation. But KD's still a top 15 or 20 player in the league. His shooting numbers are still outstanding. Probably not the defender that he was once because he's in his mid to late 30s at this point. But I think if you're willing to bite the financial bullet of paying De'Aaron Fox and Kevin Durant and Wemby here soon and go for it, I think that would make them a lot better, and it would be a significant block in the path for the Mavs.
Well, I think we just got a lot better as the Krusty Man himself just parked it right here in studio. How you doing, Broadus?
Doing good. Have you guys talked about this thing? Has anybody said that this Jason Kidd thing isn't dead?
Yes, we did, and we got called out for it on the text, but we're sticking with it, man. We trust our sources. Broadus, how about that?
Yeah, you know what? There's a lot going on with this whole thing, and I just kind of wonder if... So, Shams reporting that the Mavs have said a firm no.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Access denied.
Okay. There's people in New York that don't think this thing's dead yet.
Yeah, that's what Eric was saying.
We're not dead yet. And so... That's kind of the conversation that I was hearing. I mean, as of last night, I was hearing the reason that one of these things, why it was going so long, or that it was kind of being drawn out a little bit, was Nico was trying to kind of figure out, though, if he has Kidd out the door, could he hire his own guy, and if Kidd were to get a contract extension, more years than Nico, and more money. And then kind of take over the role of being like the lead dog in the sled.
The head cheese. That's what we need.
Well,
yes.
Nico wouldn't like that.
There's now, also
Neo's playing Game of Thrones on Kidd now.
Well, it sounds like that could very well be the case. It sounds like that Bob Myers might be involved here as some maybe a guy that's advising.
DeMont?
Why don't you just fire Nico and hire Bob?
Now, I don't know if
make
Bob,
that happen.
I don't know
Bob, come on, DeMont.
You've already got who's the other Golden State guy that's here to help? Rick Wells?
Yeah.
To help build the arena? So just go ahead and make the Golden State connection.
There's a lot going on here with this Mavs bunch. There's a lot going on. And the question, like I said, is that there's people in New York that believes this. There was people I was talking to late last night that were thinking that Kidd was talking himself into this job. Into the Knicks job.
Wow.
That he was like, yeah, well, you know, it's the Knicks.
The more I think about it.
The more I think about it. New York. That kind of thing. Yeah.
The Mecca.
Mm. Yeah.
So, Ben Stiller. Well, Timothy Chalamet.
If you are watching Nico increase his power after making the worst mistake in the history of the league, you would want out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and you'd probably want to just have the opportunity open for you that there's still a chance that you could see right there live in the flesh, Tracy Morgan just puking right there on the court.
Absolutely.
You don't get that opportunity.
Give yourself
here
at least 41 chances a night.
Yeah.
That's rare.
Yeah, that is rare. Well, thank you for that update, Broadus. I'm glad
I don't know. I can
we
say
were barking up the right tree.
Shams is always really good at this stuff. But, man, I was just like, I was asking people, and literally I was – We had a nice dinner last night because of the draft show stuff that we did. And on the way home, people call me about this. And I was like, going, oh, okay, great. You know, have you guys talked about this? Have you guys talked about this yet? And I'm like, oh, yeah, we're trying to. Yeah, we're putting it out there. But they're like, hey, there's some serious issues going on between, you know, Nico might want Kidd to be like, you know, take this job kind of a thing. So we'll see.
Jeez.
We'll see.
This guy.
Well, at least they're driving up a bargain. Like, we're going to deny this, but secretly they know they're down and maybe they can get a little bit more for Kidd in the.
Well, everyone else
said no.
I think the thing with Kidd is, and I was talking to another guy in the league about this last night, it was like, well, do you get first round picks for coaches? And they're like, nah, not really. The 2-2s are kind of the, you know, the operating standard thing. You don't normally get a first round pick for a coach. Maybe it'll change, but this guy said, nah, it's generally second round picks if you're thinking about coaches, stuff like that.
Well, college basketball, NCAA is considering taking college basketball to a four-quarter entertainment experience instead
like the
of the two halves. Yeah, yeah, just like the women's or like...
It's a good game.
Every much anything,
12 minutes.
Else. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. College basketball fans are a little bit butthurt about it. I mean, because really...
It's different. It's changed.
But what do you think this does? Is this... Like, why would the NCAA be doing this? Just think about that for a second.
Money.
Yeah, it's just more commercials.
Yep.
And longer... I mean, a college basketball game, you know, it's like 2 hours. Boom, I'm in and out. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to have...
College football game is...
No, college football game is a completely different story.
Well, would they necessarily have to change the time on this? Can you just do 10-minute quarters?
It's 12, isn't it?
Yeah, well, now it's 20-minute halves.
Yeah, so they'd still probably keep it 10-minute quarters, 40-minute game. Right? But now you just get more TV stoppages, I guess. So I don't know that it's that big of a deal, but I do wonder how would that prolong these games, and is it just for the opportunity to wedge in more commercials?
I think so. You know, I think there's going to be more money in the game, especially with these name, image, likeness deals. Can we work them into more ads? And that's unfortunate. You know, they're going to increase the runtime, effectively give you less basketball. But what they're going to have here is for the first time since the early to mid 90s, players sticking around for 3 to 4 years and building a brand that is going to make college basketball a better advertising vehicle than it's been since the 90s. So I think that's actually a great sign that the sport of basketball is growing financially and they have room for this inventory.
That's a good take right there. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that.
Tournament's going to be way better.
Joey Chestnut, Joey Jaws, great American competitor, could very well make his return to Coney Island.
Oh, let's go. Well, I
break his contract?
The ratings were bad last year, so guess what? We need to get our savior back.
Get your star back in there, man. The world's greatest eater is currently in talks with organizers to compete in the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest this year. How many of those do you think he's won?
How many has he been in?
13.
That'll give it away.
9 mustard belts?
Well, you're saying he's won every one he's ever been
in? Well, he's got 16 mustard belts, dude.
16. Right. Goodness gracious.
Right. It's crazy. And
so he's never lost at this, right?
I don't know if he's...
Didn't Kobayashi get
him? I think when he first started, Kobayashi and him, Kobayashi had to have gotten him.
Yeah, Kobayashi, I think, bested him early on, but then he has taken the reins as being that dude. And he still feels like he's in his prime. Like, every time you turn around, there's a new... personal record that he's re-breaking. It's pretty special what he's been able to do, the staying power of this guy. And we
just
don't
feel
really,
like if he left us, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, at some point, hot dogs are gonna,
like you're going, well, guess who passed away today?
And sodium OD.
Surprise.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Wonder if it was the 78,000 chicken wings he ate at one time.
Tremendous shape, this guy.
And he did it in 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Do they throw it out or do they throw it up? Afterwards, usually, don't they?
I don't think he's not a throw up guy.
Tremendous bowel movements.
Yeah. Wow. The days after
that, porcelain throne's putting in the work.
It is absolutely. I think he's actually gone on record. He talks about he has to change out, like he has to redo his plumbing and his toilets and stuff like two, three times a year.
What?
By the way,
the next contest is something that blows him out. You know what I'm saying? He goes to like the hardcore hot dog one. And then the next, what blows you out? Like
the hardcore hot dog one. Then the cabbage eating contest.
Soy sauce. You know? He drinks a gallon of soy sauce. Yeah. It just blows him out.
The floodgates open.
Metamucil fiber things.
Yeah,
he fasts and there's cleansing. There's 2-day cleanses that go on after this. He's got this thing dialed, man. He's in great health. This guy's not leaving
us. Salute to the GOAT.
Soon. And your crazy headline of the day reads, Florida police rescued 9-foot alligator being fed animals at a drug house used for dog fighting.
There's a lot going on there.
You got fed to the gator. Wow.
Man.
Thank you, Chief. Stars news coming in hot, plus Cooper Flag comp that might get you nauseated. And I'm ready to eat crow on Jack Leiter yet. That's all next in the Nation.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensTclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.